Five principles, like road signs, will direct you to the place where you will know the joy of receiving from God what you ask of Him. Let us list those five prerequisites to answered prayer. The insistent ring of the telephone would not be denied. When I answered, a voice said, "This is Missionary Travis Moore. I've just arrived in the city and need instructions on how to find your church." "Well, where are you now?" I inquired. And he replied, "I've just crossed the loop on Highway 82 from the southeast." "Then here are the directions," I explained. "Continue the same direction on that street until you come to the traffic circle. Take the downtown exit off the circle, and you will be on Avenue Q. Continue 2 miles north to 19th Street. Turn right 3 blocks to Avenue M. The church building is located 1 block on your left at 18th Street and Avenue M." Thus ending the conversation, after being sure he had the directions clear, I returned to my work. In a few minutes, I responded to a knock on my office door, and there stood the missionary who was to be our pulpit guest on the Lord's Day. He was there because he had followed the instructions I had given him. I had given him clear and specific instructions because I wanted him to arrive in the shortest time and with the least inconvenience. Now, in like manner, God has given us instructions on how to pray effectively. He wants us to arrive at the place of answered prayer. Proverbs 15, verse 8 declares, "The prayer of the upright is his delight." The problem is that we do not know how to pray. We find it necessary to repeat the same request the first disciples made to Jesus. "Lord, teach us to pray." In response to our need, God has set out guidelines to direct us to the blessed experience of answered prayer. Five principles, like road signs, will direct you to the place where you will know the joy of receiving from God what you ask of Him. Let us list those five prerequisites to answered prayer. First, ask with a right attitude toward God, the spirit of confident faith. Second, ask with a right relationship with people, a loving and forgiving spirit of fellowship. Third, ask on the right basis of authority, the name of Jesus. Fourth, ask with the right spirit and approach, the will of God. And fifth, ask after the right dealing with sin, the purity which follows forgiveness. Let us study these principles one by one, that we may know the joy of answered prayer. The first principle, simply stated, is this: when you pray, believe. Faith is essential to every Christian experience. But what is faith? The New English Bible answers in this translation of Hebrews 11, verse 1, "Faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see." That's it. Faith is that confidence in God which makes real the unseen realities. It is not superstition, nor baseless wishes, nor self-deception, nor vain desire. Faith makes realities real. It makes God real to you. Faith is the very life principle of the Christian. Romans 1:17 reads, "The just shall live by faith." And the Bible warns, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So essential is faith that a Christian is called a believer. Faith is essential to salvation. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." The Apostle Paul explained, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. As faith has brought salvation, so faith will keep you from daily sin." Only as God is real to you, only as you know the reality of the unseen indwelling Holy Spirit, only as by faith you are certain of the realities you cannot see, will you live a godly life in this present world. Faith is essential to holy living. And faith gives power to Christian service. There were certain disciples of Jesus who were unable to heal a demon-possessed lad. After Jesus had delivered the child, the disciples asked, "Why could we not cast him out?" Jesus explained, "Because of your unbelief. You see, lack of faith will cripple one's work for Christ. Well, no wonder the scripture reads, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him," that is, to please God. Now, as faith is essential to all other Christian experiences, it is essential to answered prayer. God commands us to pray in faith. Jesus promised, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." The Apostle James wrote, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Common sense teaches us to pray in faith. Doubt dishonors God, therefore doubt is sin. If God makes a promise and a man does not accept God's promise with assurance, he is denying God's truthfulness. That is a serious sin. Do not sin. Flee from sin. That would express itself by harboring doubt. Christian grace encourages us to pray in faith. For after all, the total of our spiritual benefits as Christians have come to us by faith. So why should we expect God to answer prayer when faith is absent? Indeed, He will not. There is no reason why you or I should doubt. God has positively promised to answer prayer. Scores of God's people testify that He has answered their prayers. God's promises are still valid. He has not changed. Oh, let us believe God for answered prayer. If God requires you to pray in faith, it would be appropriate to ask, "How may I increase my faith?" Well, consider these suggestions. First, if you would grow in faith, cultivate a desire to trust Him more. There will be no spiritual improvement if you are content with things as they are. But if you hunger and thirst to trust God more, you will grow in faith. Second, if you would increase your faith, ponder God's promises. Claim each promise to answer prayer as God's personal word to you. It is. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. What He has promised, He is both able and ready to perform. Claim it, believe it, accept His promises, pray with confident expectation. Third, if you would increase your faith, refuse to harbor doubts. You cannot keep doubts from arising, but you can keep them from abiding. Meet doubt with affirmations of faith. Never permit a doubt to linger in your mind. Fourth, if you would increase your faith, believe with all your power and ask God to give you a greater faith. Jesus said to a man, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." The man replied, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Now God is pleased to answer a prayer like that. Pray it often if you would see your faith grow. And fifth, if you would increase your faith, confess unbelief as you would any other sin. Yes, unbelief is a sin. Hebrews 3:12 speaks of an evil heart of unbelief and declares it causes one to depart from the living God. Unbelief is a monstrous sin. Confess it. Ask for forgiveness and deliverance. Ask God to strengthen you against doubt. Then watch your faith grow. Take care to keep your faith centered in God, not in yourself, nor in your prayers. We trust Him, not our ability to say prayers. Here then is the first principle, God's first road sign to be followed in learning to pray with power. When you pray, believe. According to your faith, be it unto you.